feel like my heart's about to bounce out of my chest. I had a part of this is a message I shared at home. My name is Brother Bob Wilson. But my soul has been feasting on this so much. And it's so precious to me this evening, and I hope it will be a blessing to you. I'd like to look at Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. This is a precious vision that the Lord gave to Ezekiel to kind of show the state of the people of God. In Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, in the first verse, it says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost, and we are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out, up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. This looked like a hopeless situation. The bones were disjointed. It was probably there was very many. It was probably a place where a battle had occurred, had taken place. And there were many people had lost their lives on this scene. And it looked like a hopeless situation, but the Lord gave this vision to Ezekiel because that's what the children of Israel were saying. That there's no hope. Our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. I want to recognize, he said, prophesy unto these bones. You know, it wasn't something that he did within himself, but it was the Word of God that gave life. He was supposed to speak and prophesy. And when God speaks, when it's God speaking, things happen. And when the Holy Spirit gives us a scripture, I believe the Holy Spirit will inspire a scripture to our heart. That's what we need to prophesy. That's what we need to say. And sometimes it's to ourselves. Sometimes it's to the enemy. But we need to prophesy and say and hold the word of the Lord, the scriptures, up. And I believe the Lord, when the Holy Spirit gives us a scripture, we can stand on it. I believe D.S. Warner one time said, I could swing over, or one of the early ministers, I could swing over hell with one promise with my little finger. And I believe I get a glimpse of what he was talking about tonight. There's power in the Word of God. There's power when the Lord speaks to us. If we'll have ears to hear and be able to listen, there's power and things begin to change. Circumstances can change. Sometimes we get in a place where it looks like there's no change. There's no change in the situation of things that we're praying for. There's no change in maybe my spiritual life. It just looks like we're stuck up against this wall and we're not getting. And I believe the key tonight is hearing the word of the Lord and prophesying to our situations. We want to prophesy to our circumstances, the scriptures that God inspires us with. We want to hold on to those and speak those and say those. And there was things, you know, the bones, they were just scattered. They were dislocated. There was nothing there. And I think sometimes maybe you felt that way, but I felt that way too. It feels like there's nothing there. But if we prophesy, it said there was a shaking. There began to be a little bit of a movement. And the bones started coming together. And I believe the Lord can do that for us in our lives now. He can cause things to start to come together that seems like maybe they're so disjointed and it's not working. You know, if you've got a limb or an arm out of joint or out of socket, It's about useless. You can't hardly use it. It's weak and it hurts. But when we speak and the Lord, I believe we can speak and prophesy the words that the Holy Spirit gives to us and hold on to those and fight with those. I believe little things will start to happen. God can begin to change the circumstances, and he can begin to help us in these times and in hopeless circumstances and situations. But this is what they were saying: our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. And then he prophesied to the wind, and he said, he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. And before, you know, he asked him, he said, can these bones live? He didn't have an answer. He just said, Lord, you know. But when he prophesied to him as he was commanded, as he spoke to him, as the Lord spoke to him, things begin to change and things begin to happen. I believe tonight that God's word is still powerful. It's still relevant in our day and time. It will still work if we'll allow it and put our hope and confidence and trust in it. I believe the Lord's word is still powerful tonight. It's alive tonight. And he said, in verse 13, he said, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. You know, that's where we find out who God is in those times. You know, when everything is going smooth and going easy and everything's working out, it's easy to not know the Lord quite as much. But when it's beyond our scope, when it's beyond my ability, when it's beyond what I can do. You know, sometimes, and I believe God allows us to get into places like that, that we might know that He is the Lord. And things can begin to change. Things can begin to happen. And He said, "Ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves." I don't really know tonight what all your battles are. I don't know what you struggle with, what you fought. These people fought and struggled. The bones, there was a battle there. They died on their battle. They died at their battle. These bones. Maybe you feel like you've died in some of your battles this evening. Maybe you feel like you've tried and tried. I want to say tonight, what's impossible with us is possible with God. The Lord is not man. He's so far and beyond us. The Spirit of God is so far greater and mightier, more powerful than what we can do. And He's still alive. He's still real in our day and our time. But He said, "I will open your graves." A place of, you know, a grave doesn't seem like a very good place, a very delightful place, perhaps a dark place. But He said, "I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel." You know, the Lord has a spiritual land for each one of us here tonight. When we get saved, we come out of the land of Egypt when He delivers us from sin. But God's got ground. He's got a land for us that He wants us to possess, to take hold of. And He has a purpose, and He'll do that. He'll open our graves to bring us into the land that He has for us. I appreciate the blessing of the Lord tonight, and I appreciate He's able to give us victory if we'll surrender our hearts and put our trust and our confidence in Him. He'll help us, and He'll be there with us when we allow Him and seek Him with all of our hearts. I believe He'll meet with us. There's another scripture in the book of Joel. I won't turn there, but I believe it's the second chapter. It says, "Beat your plows, turn your plows into your pruning hooks into shears, arrows and swords." And it says, "Let the weak say, I am strong." Let the weak say, "I am strong." You know, that's through the Lord tonight. God wants us to recognize that the Lord has strength. He has victory for us. He has overcoming grace for us. He has power for us. Let the weak say that I'm strong. I can't do it within myself, but the Lord can help me get there. The Lord can take me into the land that my heart desires. The Lord can give me some spiritual growth in my life. If I'll just look to Him and surrender Him, the Lord can do it. And that God wants us to have that hope tonight. He said the children of Israel, that's what they're saying. Our bones are dried up. We're cut off for our parts. And I believe, you know, sometimes when it says the Lord, this is what the children of Israel were saying, this, we can say that in our hearts. Maybe we're not saying it out verbally, but we can sure say these thoughts in our hearts. And you know the Lord sees what we're saying in our heart. He sees the attitude of our heart and the attitude of our spirit. And the Lord wants us to have hope tonight in Him. I know the circumstances of our world are dark. I know the morality and the direction that things are going. But even in all of that, the Lord wants us to stay hopeful in our spirit, in our hearts, and living for Him. Because God can bless, God can help us, God can lead us. He can protect us. He's there to help us in every type of circumstance that we can come into. Tonight, if you're here and you're not saved and you feel disjointed, I know God can bring you out of your grave this evening. If there's a darkness in your heart, if there's a death there, a separation that you feel cut off from God, I want us to know there's hope tonight. If we'll keep looking to the Lord and keep surrendering and keep putting forth an effort, God will meet with us. God will see the desires of our heart. But if we lose hope, if we lose hope of being able to be saved, if we lose hope of being able to have victory, you know, the enemy will have an advantage over us if we lose our hope. There's another scripture it talked about, and it mentioned about the armor of God. But I noticed it said, for an helmet, the hope of salvation. The hope of salvation. And I think about the helmet. The helmet is a guard for the head, the mind, the perception, the eyes. And the Lord wants us tonight to have a hope of salvation, a hopeful attitude, a hopeful spirit, that He can hear my prayer when I call on Him, that He can help us in our circumstances, in our situations, when it looks like there's no hope nowhere around to be found. It looks like all we see is dry bones. The Lord can help us. The Lord, and He wants us to have a hopeful attitude. And I've been blessed by that. A hopeful outlook. What I'm seeing with my eyes, what I'm perceiving, that helmet of salvation is hope of salvation. It's hope in the Lord. It's not me. It's not in the church. It's not in people. It's a hope in the Lord. You know, it doesn't really matter how dark your grave is, how complicated your life is, how mixed up, how complex. The devil just revels in that. He just likes to make it think that it's just it's so knotted up, there's just no way to get it unknotted. There's a way tonight. And I'm not telling you something you don't know tonight. The Lord can untangle the problems. He can untangle the situations. And sometimes we struggle and fight in our battles because we don't really sometimes comprehend what the Lord is doing at the time. But when we begin to prophesy and speak the word of the Lord, things start to shake. And things start to come together. And we begin to recognize more the purpose of God. You know, the Lord hasn't just left us to just go through life and hit everything and get in every mud puddle and get everything all mixed up. He just doesn't leave us to our own devices. I'll say sometimes we do get in trouble. Sometimes we do. The Lord doesn't forsake us. Sometimes He has to chastise us and correct us. But it's always with the hope of salvation. There's another scripture. Lord, help me. I don't know where it's at. I forgot where it's at. It's in Isaiah. But it talked about Ephraim. He mentioned Ephraim. He corrected Ephraim. I don't know if I can find it. I've got another scripture here that I found. I read it. Isaiah 41 and 17. It says, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittah tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. And I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together. You know, we need to hold on to God. We need to hold on when we're in that, when we're thirsty and we're in a hard situation. We need to hold on and patiently wait with hope in our hearts until the Lord brings salvation, until He delivers and helps. But He said, when the poor and needy seek water, I, the Lord, will hear them and will not fail them. I can't find the one that was talking about Ephraim, but I think so. Jeremiah. Yes, Jeremiah 31 and verse 18. He said, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, Thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. You know, the Lord can turn us. He can help us turn. He can help us to make some good turns. Sometimes it's just a little move that God wants us to make that begins to open things and begins to change things for us. It's usually not a real big thing that He's asking for. It's usually just a small. And when we move in that, the Spirit will come upon us and strengthen us and will help us and bless us. In verse 19, He said, surely after that I was turned, I repented. And after that, I was instructed. I smote upon my thigh, I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. I think there's probably been times that all of us have been, if you haven't, there will be a time where you'll be confounded. You'll be heartbroken. You'll be in trouble. But the Lord had His hand over this whole thing. And in verse 20 it says, is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. The Lord allowed correction to come to Ephraim. He may have felt like he was cut off. He may have felt like his hope was dried up. But the Lord's desire, the Lord said, my bowels, I was troubled for him. The Lord was troubled when He looked down and He saw him struggling. He saw him fighting. He saw him perhaps slipping and confounded. Didn't know what to do. The Lord, He said, my bowels are moved from him for him. You know, the Lord doesn't forsake us in those times. It may feel like He has, but He doesn't. He's there. He'll help us through. Let's have hope in Him tonight. The devil wants to squelch hope. He wants to cut off in your mind, in your spirit. He wants you to feel like my hope is gone. There's no hope anymore. It's a lie. There's hope in the Lord tonight. I don't care how many times you failed. I don't care how many times you've messed up and how bad and dark and how long you've been away. The Lord, His bowels are moved for us tonight, for people. In their struggles, when they're confounded, when they don't really know where to turn and what to do. The Lord loves us this evening. And He wants us to have hope and confidence in Him. You know, sometimes it takes patience. Sometimes, you know, the Lord... It talked about Abraham. It said Abraham waited patiently until the promise came. I know sometimes we have to wait, but let's hold on with hope this evening. Don't turn your back. Don't turn your head away, because the Lord will meet us. He said, draw near to God, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. I appreciate your prayers this evening.